Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. So you're making fun of me because I can't pronounce your city correctly. It's Hammond, Indiana. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. It's Julie Ginsler joining us, a kindergarten teacher extraordinaire. I think she'd have like a dozen books out because you've got so many great ideas. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Maywood Elementary is lucky to have you, and thank you for joining us on this podcast. I asked you to help us in preparation for this quick little interview, and I told you in the email that I was going to talk to you about magic in the classroom. You don't know where I'm going, do you?
Absolutely not, but I'll follow.
Okay. You know, when you're using magic in the classroom, there's this question, like, what do you mean? Do you like, you mean like you wave a magic wand? No, I'm talking about magic, like a magic trick. And there are two of them that you and I have played with, and we've gotten similar results with our kids, but you've got some great experiences with them. First one I want to do is the magic coloring book. Now, this is a book that you'd find at your local magic store. Or you'll find it online in our store. And yeah, flip through the pages. And how does it go, Julie? You flip through the pages and what happens at the beginning?
You flip through the pages, and the first time you flip through it, the pages are blank. And you ask the child to use their special magic crayon, which, of course, is invisible. And they rub their crayon on the cover of the book. The second time you flip through it, voila, there's suddenly black and white drawings.
Appear, right? So you flip through it again,
magically.
And just magically these pictures voila. Appear, right? All right.
Abracadabra.
Got it.
And the third time the child rubs their magic crayon on that book, you flip through it again, and suddenly the pictures are all colored in bright, beautiful colors.
Ta-da! And there it is.
Ta-da!
All right,
and the children just are amazed.
They are. And so now tell me how you use it as a teaching experience, because I know that when I'm doing a teacher workshop, one of the things that I like to do is to talk a little bit about how magicians have this ability to be able to capture somebody's attention, and that magic just kind of draws them in. And we use that a little bit in this analogy as well with kids. But tell me what happens with your kids when you've done the magic coloring book, because I know that you do it close to the beginning of the year to kind of set the tone.
We do, because you know, science is magical, but it's not magic. But using the magic coloring book with the children, it sparks their imagination. You have their absolute attention. You could hear a pin drop because they've all sucked in their breath. And it just sort of sets the tone for a year of science that's going to be fun and exciting and something new around every corner.
Well, you know, and a parent asked me, is it okay that my kid thinks that science is magic? And I'll tell you how I answered, but tell me first, Julie, what your thought is.
I think that that pretty soon the child, even if that's what they believe at the beginning, will soon to realize that there are answers behind their questions, and it's once they start actually performing experiments on their own, they start to self-discover that that it's not magic, that there are things that they can make happen through a series of steps that they follow.
I almost like it. I think my answer was the same. It's the secret behind a science, quote-unquote, science magic trick isn't you know, something, strings or mirrors or those kinds of things. The reason the water stays in the cup and when you turn it upside down, put the card on there, is because air is pushing on that card. And it's almost like the secret has been revealed, and the secret is scientific. And so the magic at the very beginning kind of allows you to be able to do that. It's just, I think it's as good for the teacher as it is for the kids to say that it's a magic. Well, let's talk quickly about Spot Dot, because I gave you an assignment and I want you to tell everybody what happened with Spot Dot. Let me just kind of give an overview of what it is. It's a book. It's the Dr. Seuss book called Put Me in the Zoo. And Julie came up with a book because I called you from New York and I said, I've got this thing. You need to connect a magic trick to this. And here's a magic trick and here's the book, and let's marry the two together. And you came up with Put Me in the Zoo. Take it from there and tell the people who are listening what happens to Put Me in the Zoo.
Well, that's exactly what we came up with. Put Me in the Zoo was a story about a leopard that could had all these different colored spots he could take off. And what Spot Dot is a little device that slips over your thumb.
Oops, now you're telling the secret, Julie.
Oh.
The secret, okay, I guess the listeners need to know. They need to know it's a fake thumb, right?
That's right.
From the magic store. It's a fake thumb from the magic store. Okay, cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag.
Okay.
Without the demo, they need to hear it.
Okay.
And so what I did was I had this secret device on my thumb, sat down to read the story with the children, and they loved the story. And at the end, I asked them the question, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could pull a red dot right off of this book? And they, look at you like you're crazy. You can't pull the pictures off of the book.
No.
And then magically, using my Spot Dot, you can. You can pull this red dot right off of the book. And in 18 years of teaching, I've never had my children get up from story time and rush the book. Actually came right up out of their seats and tried to pull the dots off of the book.
Because
it was amazing.
This device, this thumb, if you squeeze on it just very lightly, there's a light that's inside and it's red. And so you can squeeze it and actually pull this, what it looks like a dot off the book and hold
that's
it in your hands.
Trick.
And because it's kind of, it looks like your thumb, the kids never really see that it's a fake thumb, and then you can put it back in the book and let go and it turns off again. And so they almost think it's that Eric Carle book, you know, the Firefly book. Is that what it is?
Right. They did. And they knew how that book works. They know that there's a battery in there and that when you open it to that certain page, it turns on the battery and the fireflies light up. To this day, those children are still looking for the battery in that book, Put Me in the Zoo, and they can't find it.
Well, I think the greatest thing that you told me about doing the magic is that when you're really doing a magic trick for the kids as a teaching kind of device, you don't share with the kids how it really works. I mean, you keep the secret.
No.
Very similar to a magician, I guess, would keep the secret because it's one of those things where it's still that sense of wonder, and teachers are supposed to be kind of magical, especially in these first years of school.
And you want them thinking all the time, trying to figure it out. And, you know, they've got their teeth into that, and they really want to find the answer, and let them keep discovering. You know, later on, they learn that, you know, the science isn't really magic, that there is a reason behind why things happen. And that gives them the empowerment. That makes makes them feel special like a magician does. So that's where they get their – that's where they become empowered. But some of the magic tricks, yes, we just – keep the secrets to ourselves.
Well, if we could only just paint a picture of you in your tie-dye lab coat and doing some magical things and kids getting excited about science, I guess that's just what kind of makes it come alive in your classroom. Julie, I've put the links on the blog so that people can figure out a little bit more about coloring books and Spot Dot and those kinds of things. But thanks for sharing
awesome.
The secrets about sharing magic, I guess, in the classroom to get kids excited about learning.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thanks. Have a great end of the year.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting stevespanglerscience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at stevespangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.